Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Songs for a New World. The 20th anniversary of this debut work by composer, lyricist, arranger, playwright and performer Jason Robert Brown is celebrated with this way too short run at the St James Theatre. When it first opened off Broadway in 1995, it led to Brown being compared to Stephen Sondheim. Compliment indeed, but he went on to live up to the praise by writing shows such as The Bridges of Madison County, Parade, Honeymoon in Vegas and The Last 5 Years. Shows that won him Tony Awards and a dedicated following, but that didn't always result in the huge box office success they deserved. Songs for a New World can't be described as a musical in the strict sense of the word, and it's more than a review. It's a song cycle linked by a theme, the theme of moments in time, those crucial moments when we make a decision that will have long-term ramifications, the moment when something starts and the moment when something ends. There's no flowing narrative, but Brown creates a series of linked vignettes and blends a variety of styles into a musical theatre framework, with beautiful melodies and touching and witty lyrics. The cast of four are known simply as Man 1 and 2 and Woman 1 and 2. For this run at the St James, director Adam Lensen has assembled a cast to die for, and their singing and interpretation of Brown's lyrics and mix of styles is faultless. Cynthia Erivo is totally captivating and grows in stature with every new role we see her in, and she looks more than ready to take Broadway by storm when she moves there to appear in The Colour Purple soon. Damien Humbley continues to cement his position as one of our top musical theatre performers, and relative newcomer Dean John Wilson, who appeared in the ill-fated From Here to Eternity, certainly wasn't anywhere near out of his depth in such esteemed company. But for me, the standout in this superb cast was Jenna Russell, who must be one of our greatest exponents of storytelling through song, able in a moment to move from comedy as a woman threatening to jump from a window ledge to attract the attention of her husband on the song Just One Step, and then to heart-wrenching emotion on the poignant Stars and Moon. Director Lensen marshals it all simply and with a light touch, and frankly it's a show that's pretty impossible to find fault with. As I said before, this run is way too short for a production of such quality. It's at the St James just until the 8th of August, and with Erivo off to New York, any sort of transfer, at least with this cast, seems unlikely. So I'd grab a ticket while you can. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.